All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We're bringing you half of Evil Ernie Destroyer, and there's a reason for that, because there's a bunch of shit that happens right after the fourth issue that I absolutely have to cover, and it involves both Vampirella and Lady Death. So let's go ahead and get started with Evil Ernie, which you guys haven't heard me do in a long time. I've wanted to do some Evil Ernie, so now I get my chance. Destroyer, one of nine. Remember, we're only doing the first four, and then we have some other books to cover in the same arc, and then we'll probably pick it up. Shit, it'll probably be, let's see, May, June, July, and we'll finish it. So we know the story, but here's the rest of it. In his campaign to achieve Megadeth, Evil Ernie has conquered half of the United States and killed over 95 million people, all for the love of Lady Death. But Ernie's psychic link to Lady Death has been severed, and his efforts to regain her have failed, leaving him lost, alone, and very, very angry. Let the world quake in fear, because the end is coming. Okay. It's said love makes the world go around. The Mississippi Wall is a testament to love, the love of death. Here, love splits the world in two. Rah! 95 million dead, all for love. A once great country torn between the living and the dead. All for love, the love of a boy for a woman. It is a said, it is said love is a many-splendored thing that love hides in the strangest places. Where did this devastating love come from? It was born here, in a simple suburban New Jersey house. A house filled with pain, suffering, and fear. A house of horror where a young boy's fragile mind was twisted, corrupted until it snapped. He was forever broken. Long Beach, New Jersey, where it all began. Reminds me of Toledo. So long as the curtains hang right, everything looks fine. Makes it easy to hide the torture. What a sweetie. Bit young, but boy did he grow up. What happened here? What changed him? Evil, you son of a bitch, where are you? He reminds me of Billy, always angry, only 10 times better. Who the hell are you geeks?
White meat! A chickadee! Let's party, droogies! Raw meat! Bloody meat!
Splach!
Let's do lunch. Bet it tastes like chicken. Gonna die tonight, sweetie.
I wouldn't if I were yous.
Huh?
Who are you?
Fuck you!
The boogeyman.
Fuck you!
Snack!
Ah!
I didn't know you cared, Evil.
Was in the neighborhood. Dead ones didn't listen. Weird.
So this is where you grew up?
Yeah.
How did you know I came here?
Didn't. Wanted to say goodbye to the place. Lady Death, gone. I'm bummed. One solution.
Liar. Damn, he's so cute. Can't believe he followed me here.
Time to clean the slate. Wipe him out. We're talking Megadeth, baby. Shut up, you swollen button. Got no love. Nobody cares. Need Lady Death. She loves me. Need love. Megadeth is the answer.
Evil, you gotta work on that sense of humor.
Hello, Chastity. Long time no see. Who were those dead ones? Couldn't control them.
The Insane Dead. The band, remember?
Huh?
Music. Don't you know anything? They were criminally insane. Some quack had the idea of musical therapy. Hey, Evil. Where does Smiley come from?
Long story.
I have time.
I don't. Make it simple. He was my only buddy when I was a kid. When my father, my mother, hit me and stuff. Come in here. It brings back memories.
You can tell me. I understand.
Fuck that. I don't like those feelings. Anger is an energy. Gotta go. You coming?
Where to?
Somewhere with lots of big bombs.
He digs me. I know it.
Get your motor running.
I do not have the rights to that song. But there's a little bit more said.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway looking for adventure and killing everyone in our way.
Protoplasm cannons armed, General Ramsey. Night Eagle 1 and 2 ready for takeoff. Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Southeastern Tactical HQ of the American Restoration Alliance. Count 'em down and let those birds fly. What's the static on BioWreck 2, Winston? Still no word since their last transmission an hour ago, sir. Damn, double-check those intelligence reports. Atlanta was meant to be a low risk. Mississippi wall breach, report! Status repaired, method of destruction, fire! Those undead creeks burn easy. Eagles 1 and 2, cleared for takeoff. Yes, sir! Give me an energy reading on Atlanta. Some of this technology is too new, untested. I shouldn't have bought into that BS those wackos at Area 51 were spouting, but I have no choice. Stealth choppers, total state of the art. They utilize a negative energy deflection, cloaking device. 30 tons of killing machine, so quiet you can't hear them until they're on top of you. Top speed, 350 miles per hour. Start running the dead meat program. Colonel Ramsey, sir. Commander Truman on the red line, sir. Patch him through to my office. I want those Atlanta intelligence reports within 5 minutes. Move, people!
What is it, Truman?
China, General. They've moved up to DEFCON 3. They're trying to persuade NATO we've been using neutron emissions to knock out their satellites. The global situation is highly unstable.
What do they know about the Pandora effect?
It couldn't get worse, could it? The Pandora effect released green arcane energy into the atmosphere. The energy appears to be similar to Evil Ernie's. Now the whole damn country is crawling with supernatural creatures, and every country in the world is looking for an excuse to turn the good old USA into a cinder. Should have been a missionary like Ma wanted.
Nothing conclusive. But it was obviously responsible for taking out their satellites. But the point is, our former NATO allies are leaning in their direction. The French in particular.
Goddamn frogs. The French are raising concerns about what's left of our nuclear arsenal on the East Coast. Looks like they will side with the Chinese. The same goes for the Italians, and then we'll have the Russians to contend with.
Alright, hold on.
What's the latest? Since President Bond...
I know. We cut off our financial aid and their wheat crop failed again. We've got nothing to offer them.
Exactly. Now the Chinese are working out a deal appealing to the pro-communists who'd like to see a return to the old ways.
So where does this leave us?
Like I gotta guess.
Colonel, I suggest we move up Operation Scorched Earth 2 weeks. Completely alone, except for the British. But they are of no use to us. Their economy is in worse shape than ours, even without a cholera epidemic.
Okay, then he says, I suggest we move. Okay. We must cleanse the East Coast if we are to survive. The global community is demanding it. The plague states are our Achilles heel.
I know we've no choice, but there's a problem. We've lost contact with BioWreck 2, and we still don't know if the dead meat program will work in locating Evil Ernie. He is, after all, the plague maker.
But the Eagles were meant to depart hours ago. Technical problems. They just took off and...
General Ramsey to control room. Code blue.
Gotta go. I'll call you. Ramsey out.
Does he suspect anything?
No. I've known Ramsey for 20 years. He is an open book.
Good. Within 24 hours, we will have our viruses and...
Yes, by the week's end, the East Coast will be a hot zone. And Ramsey will be executed for treason.
Interstate 77. 5 miles outside Statesville, North Carolina.
Goddamn piece of shit!
Billy, language. Swearing won't fix it. Timing belt shot. So we'll walk until we find another vehicle. Fuck walking in the dark. Billy, what's gotten into you? How about being strung upside down for a week with no food and 50 guns pointed at your head? How about you, Mary, rolling over for evil Ernie and helping him? I had no choice. He was going to kill you. Maybe we'd all be better off dead. You can't mean that. Rick's dead. Judy may be dead for all we know. You don't believe that. You're the one who swears she's still alive. Billy, shut up! Billy, no! Blam! Smack! God in heaven! You okay, sis? Billy, I'm sorry. No, sis, I'm the one should be sorry. You don't deserve me mouthing off at you. You have every right to be mad. I've put you through... Shh! We better get moving. There might be more of them around. I didn't mean what I said about Judy. I know she's alive. I can feel it in my bones. I know. Me too. But I hope we're right. We've lost Rick. I don't think she could stand it if she was dead. Or if anything happened to you. Cut it out, sis. We gotta get going. I hope you're right. I had forgotten. No, this is Price's fault, and I hope he rots in... Oh, well, there was a... No, hold on. We're gonna... Oh, I fucking missed some shit. All right. But why this hunch about the Carolinas? Judy always loved the countryside, right? And there are less living dead down here. And remember how she loved that trip to Asheville? I hope you're right. I'd forgotten. But I am sorry. I've put you through hell. No, this is Price's fault, and I hope he rots in... hell. Outside Grove City, Pennsylvania. There is no greater judge, jury, or executioner than a man's conscience, and Leonard Price is guilty as charged. What have I done? I'm responsible for all this. All I wanted to do was to help Ernie, to take away his pain. 95 million dead. All my fault. I even killed the president. All I do is create more monsters. Now Crippler's loose. I don't deserve to live. Mister, please wake up.
Huh? Let me alone. Yep.
Please, mister, mom is sick. I don't know what to do.
I can't help you. Go away, kid.
Please, I'm all alone. I don't know what to do.
Okay. Yep. Take me to her.
What's
wrong?
Yep. She's got a bad fever. Is she gonna die, mister?
It'll be okay.
Yep.
What the fuck?
Mama's sick. Hee-hee. Dinner's ready. Let's play doctors and nurses.
Count me out, you sick bastards. Bam, bam. You're the doctor and I'm the nurse. Ah!
They made me kill Mama. I didn't want to, but bam. They made me...
God, when will this end?
RHQ, 12:37 p.m. Sir, we've got a lock on it. It has to be him. It has to be evil Ernie. About time. What's the scoop on BioRec 2? Satellite 3 just picked up a trace signal from the tracker. BioRec went down 6 miles from target. Why or how? No idea, sir. Where exactly? A suburb called Avondale, just outside of Atlanta, Georgia. Show me. Ramsey, sir, we got a warm one. New Jersey Pine Barrens. The Pandora Energy is reading off the scale. Reroute Eagles 1 and 2 immediately. Send BioRec 1 on a search and rescue to Atlanta. We can't, General. They're under attack. God damn, what's going on? Eagles 1 and 2, ETA with target. 20 minutes. Locate evil Ernie and terminate with extreme prejudice. I want some answers. This operation's turning into a major clusterfuck. BioRec 1 was meant to neutralize a missile relay in the North Georgia mountains. BioRec 2 was meant to clear out the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta. Both targets were meant to be low risk. God help us if we've lost.
Emory Medical Center, Atlanta.
Captain Garris, the CDC lab is just a mile from here, Captain. Let's move!
Captain Garris, Pavlov's not gonna make it.
Leave him.
We have our mission. Neutralize the target.
Someone sabotaged the copter, but why? If we don't contain the viruses at the lab, there's no telling what will happen.
Crack! What the hell?
You're in luck. Dr. Payne will see you now, but please, let's be informal. Call me Autopsy.
Excuse me, let's try that one again.
You're in luck, Dr. Payne. We'll see you now. But please, let's be informal. Call me Autopsy. It's what I do best. Hee hee.
Full throttle. I'm hot. I think I'm gonna melt.
Ride this hog, boss. Way to go.
What's that? You hear? An attack? Who? Helicopters. Why can't we hear them?
Don't care. Take them out.
Ah, 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 ah. Hold on, girly. Lift off. It's Evel Knievel time. Oh, no.
Want to play, huh?
The evil has landed. Ah! This boy's mine. Holy shit.
Buda, buda, buda.
Ay! Squish.
Time for dying lessons.
No! Typo negative. Just what I need. No, God, no.
Splink. If you're gonna fly one of those things.
Don't say it.
Crash. You gotta have balls.
Ha ha ha. Hee hee hee.
Time to bail.
Ready when you are, Evel. Kapoo! He sure knows how to show a gal a good time, I think.
Ha 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 ha. Kabam.
Ba-ting boom. Ah! That was a rush. Shame about the bike, though.
Easy come, easy go. Where's the beef?
Anyone ever told you how cute you are when you're pissed off?
Cut it, girly.
Die, you son of a bitch! Ah! Perfume! What's happening?
Wowza!
Gah! Fwack!
I don't feel so good, boss. Hurts.
Feel funny.
Fuck! Dead ones rise! Dead ones speak!
Pandora effect, green energy, arcane. Ramsey harnessed it. Operation Dead Meat, exterminate dead ones.
Ramsey!
Mission, neutralize nukes on East Coast. Garrus has codes. Obtain hot zone viruses. Atlanta, unleash plague. Cleanse.
Nukes? Launch codes? Ah, where?
Garrus missing. Atlanta, grumble. What now, cutie?
Atlanta, find Garrus. Get us some nukes. Ha, 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 ha. Gonna get me some love, even if I gotta kill everyone to get it.
Yeah, yeah. Lock and load, boss. Let's rock and roll. Mega death, baby. Next. Everybody comes to the freak show.
Witness horrific tales of Armageddon beyond belief and imagination in Evel Ernie Destroyer featuring Chastity and Smiley. Okay, issue 2 has been interesting so far. 2 of 9. We know the story. The psychotic states of America, a ghoulish terror escape where 95 million undead ghouls roam in search of mayhem. That was a little bit too newsy. And all because of the driver of this auto. He is named Evel Ernie, and he's hell-bent on starting World War III. Where are we, Evel?
Closer to nukes.
And rock and roll makes it happens.
Shut up, Button.
Hey, don't be such a badass. Smiley's cute.
Man, I love this chick Chastity. Makes my crossbones quiver.
Don't like singing.
Since when? I'm hungry. Got any suggestions?
No.
If I don't chow, I'm gonna be a bitch. Me, take a bite.
Chicks.
Smash!
Hey, my car! You've got an entire world to destroy, but how about not trashing my car, at least until we get to Atlanta?
Mega death!
The North Georgia Mountains. His name is Sam Gunghill. Gunhill. We'll try that, getting that one right. As a child and a teenager, he knew these hills and woods like old friends. Then his family moved west. He's been back almost a year. Nothing's changed, except the dead. The dead live.
Sam, look out behind you! I said, look out!
Like, girl, flip!
You okay, Judy? Me? The hag nearly got you, Gunhill. Wake up, we've got a lot to do.
Don't move.
Don't point that thing at me. Whoa!
Damn, thwack!
What's your panties? Fuck you, Sam. I don't take kindly to bosses, Jude. Even you. Got it. Let's move out. Take the next exit, please.
Why?
Food, cutie. Food. You may live on pure adrenaline, but I need sustenance here and there.
Wham! Fucking! He goes, wham! Fucking delays!
Okay, okay. Food. But quick, girly. Thanks, evil. North Georgia Mountains, just outside the town of Helen. Later. Sam Gunhill and Judy Young, to the local survivors, they're living legends. Let's load up fast in Helen. I want to repair the dirt bikes before dawn. Do you smell smoke? My God, it's a war zone. What the hell? Helen, Georgia. 30 years ago, it was a dying mill town 100 miles north of Atlanta, until they turned it into a little Bavaria and a tourist trap. Tourism's dead. The beer ran out a year ago. But the survivors of Helen are a hardy lot. They fought the undead and won. Kept their land safe. Until today. They came out of the sky. Well, no. We'll try this one again. Ginny, it's okay. What happened? They came out of the sky. Shot Daddy dead. Mom, where's Mommy? Who are they? Soldiers living, not dead.
Sam! Die, man! Blam, blam, blam! Help me! Blam, blam! Son of a bitch! Gee, ah! Splack!
Damn! ARA, American Restore... I don't know what that's supposed to be. ARA? I don't know what that's supposed to be there.
Damn, ARA! American Restoration Alliance!
The ARA. Okay, I get it. The ARA, a symbol steeped in blood and pain. The Arizona desert, 18 months ago. You've got two choices. Join the New World Order, join the ARA, or die.
Sam?
Sam, he's dead. Don't waste the ammo.
Blam, blam. Blam, 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 blam.
Well, what do we have here? Chow time. Don't got time for this. Lady Death's gone. Want her back. Gotta kill everyone. Need nukes. Gotta get her back. Get love. Love. Step right up and see the greatest show on earth. Get the fucking show going. Entertain these fucking people. You hear me?
I need a drink.
Times are tough east of the Mississippi Wall, and people do extreme things to survive. The owners and operators of the Dowd Carnival are long dead. Now the few surviving entertainers are slaves to a band of mercenaries.
Whoosh! Ah! Room! Who the hell? Incoming! Swick! Snap! Yeah!
It's the Boogeyman!
Guy! Gulp!
The smell of blood, it's so intoxicating.
Die, freak! Stupid! Cigar swallowed! Splam!
Let's be friends, bud!
His heart beats so strong, his blood roaring through his veins. That's a face only his mama could love. Refreshing. Now dessert.
Wham! Sploosh!
Aha!
Slurp!
Not Ringo! Not my Ringo! Bitch!
Oof! Out of my way, shorty! Ha!
Bam!
Brother, no! Oh my God!
Slash! Rip!
Oh boy! Drip, drip.
Huh? Girlie, behind ya!
Swoosh!
A backstabber, eh?
Ah! Kunk!
Here, let me put that out for ya.
Stomp!
That was fun. Oh, the humanity. Encore! Encore! Employing his ability to telepathically control the dead, evil commands. Dead ones, rise! Think we can't break you? We can. And will. This is your last chance. Either serve your country or die. Fuck you, Truman. They're members of the ARA. Bunch of neo-fascist paramilitary freaks who call themselves American Restoration Alliance. You got a bone to pick with these guys? Gun? Gun ill? Cough. McLaughlin? McLaughlin? So you rolled over and joined? Why, Mac? Why here? We're not the threat. Mission. Neutralize nukes. What nukes? Test dead meat tracking. Cough. Ugh. What are you talking about? It's martial law in the West. Divisions of the military are jockeying for a position, readying for a new government. Nukes? There's no nukes in Georgia. How come? I know them. They tried to enlist me. Long story. What's this thing? Where the hell were you? Taking care of the Polk family. Sorry to say, they went dead. What happened to Helen, Mayor? There was an explosion. Next thing, this chopper comes out of nowhere and starts shooting up the town. What does the ARA want with the East? Old Hollis brought the damn thing down with one of his homemade bazookas. But not before they destroyed my town, the bastards. What the hell's going on? The ARA consider the East infected. A cancer to be cut off out of the body of the good old USA. And hell, they got a lot of support. Anyone in their right mind would want to trash this place. They're the Surgeon General. We're the patients. Looks like the doctor started making house calls. But I don't think they care if the patient lives. What's the bottom line? This was a dry run. These guys are capable of anything and got the firepower to back it up. I bet they're gonna take us out. Scorched earth. You serious? How? I mean, when did this ARA start up? The ARA began with a group of hardline Republicans in the West, but the ARA took shape in Arizona. The HQ of the American Restoration Alliance, Four Corners, Arizona. Their head honcho is an ex-army freak named Cyrus. Truman? Minister? What is it, Carver? Biorec 1 was lost over the North Georgia mountains. We don't know, sir. Intelligence, a bunch of rednecks took out a 250 million stealth chopper? No matter. Omega team are on standby and ready to take wing. This only aids our plans. Ramsey's hurting, I assume? Oh, our dear Patsy Ramsey should be sweating blood and tears by now. Good. His arrogance is matched only by your ego, Carver. Once we execute Ramsey for treason, the upcoming election is ours. Cigar? There's brandy in the cabinet. Thank you, sir. Status on Fairchild and the dead meat agenda? Within the week, we'll have enough biological weapons to cleanse the East Coast and have the public support take out everything from Maine to Florida. Problem. Solved. Drink up, Mr. Carver. We're going to be heroes. Interstate 75, the South Carolina-Georgia border. Billy, look out! I see it! Screeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeee
there. And I've got your back. Now put the gun down real slow, Slick. Hey, what's the... Who are you and what are you doing here? None of your goddamn business. Billy, just passing through. Searching for our sister Judy. Judy Young. Heard of her? Young. You Judy Young's kin? Well, I'll be. Yep, you got the same eyes. Oh, you know Judy? She's alive? Hell yeah, everybody around these parts know Judy and Sam. Get this fucking thing off of my head. Sam? Sam Gunnell. He and Judy are a regular two-man army. Heroes keep this area safe for decent folk. She's alive? When? She was a couple of weeks back. Don't swear in my house, boy. Reed, Robbie, untie him. If it weren't for Jude, Junior Ryan here wouldn't be with us. Let's try that one again. If it weren't for Jude, Junior Ryan here wouldn't be with us. Mary Young. Judy told me she has a sister. Well, that's the wrong voice. Mary Young. Judy told me she has a sister. It was a winter's morning last year.
The kids was all at the schoolhouse. Then the dead showed up. Must have been at least 1,000 of them. I think the Lord Old Jew was there. She took them all on single-handed. Cut them down like so much dead wood. Sliced right through them. But they kept coming and coming. And some of those dead things made it inside the schoolhouse where Ryan was. But Old Jew, she kept coming too. With gun, with knife. She was unstoppable. She didn't quit till every last one of them things was truly dead. I'm Papa Morgan, and this here is my wife and sons, Reed, Robbie, and Ryan. But call me Captain. Everyone else does. Y'all look starved. I'll fix us some food. Hey there, man. Judy's kin. Your sister's the best. Hey. A motel outside Akron, Ohio. Click. Shit. Oh, God! Suicide is a sin, Leonard. Granddad, I'm sorry, I'm weak. You are not weak, Leonard, but you allow yourself to embrace weakness. You rejected Jesus Christ, our Savior, and look where it's gotten you. I lost faith after you died. They didn't even tell me you were dead until after the funeral. You broke your daddy's heart when you spurned the church. He lost a father and a son. Now look at what your perversions have given to the world. Evil Ernie, you must atone for your sins. No! God help me. Atlanta, what was once Emory University Medical Center, now the home of Dr. Edward Payne. He prefers the name Autopsy. The Department of Neurosurgery. The doctor is insane. For Captain James Garris of the ARA, this is supposed to be a straightforward mission. To enter the Center for Disease Control and remove a number of hot zone viruses, including Ebola, and then return to the ARA base in Baton Rouge. First, his stealth chopper went down on the outskirts of the city, an obvious act of sabotage. Now this. The response of a healthy mind to a sick society is insanity, and you are far too normal and controlled, therefore you are sick and must be cured. Screw you, freak! Dr. Fakir, prepare the patient for surgery. Yes, doctor, bone saw or probe? Both. Let me go in, please. I want to play with his frontal lobes. You're not qualified. Open up and say, ah, ha ha! Captain James M. Garris, I'm captain of the American Restoration Alliance, serial number 2892-500-873. Don't be pedantic. Fakir, give me the bone saw. Ugh, whack! In your dreams, freak! How? You forgot to buckle up. You forgot to buckle up. This is all too unnecessary. Surrender. This isn't. Bam, bam, bam! How unimaginative. Douche, douche, douche. God damn! Mad? I've always been mad. Get on with the game, huh? My God, what's this creep got going on in here? Don't come near, snap. What a waste. No matter. He was a lively one, wasn't he? Shut up, you fool. This is your fault. Welcome to the family, friend. I hereby name you G.I. Joseph. Georgia. Just before dawn, joined by his carnival of the dam, Evil Ernie descends upon Atlanta, Georgia, in search of a man who holds the key to his future. As his power has grown, so has Evil's ability to connect with the thoughts of his dead ones. Like a colony of ants, they function as one organism. Ernie is a consciousness which controls the dead mind. It's almost sunrise. I better get undercover. Evil? Yeah. What is it? You look distracted. And the telepathic link has expanded far beyond his immediate surroundings. He can literally reach out and touch somebody. Quiet, girly. I can feel. Atlanta Centennial Olympic Park. Like a ham radio operator surfing frequencies until he tunes in. Atlanta, downtown. Splat. Searching for a dead one with knowledge. For knowledge is power. Evil Ernie's green energy arcane takes on a life of its own. Doctor, my brain hurts. Strange sensation. Feel presence in my mind. A powerful presence.
Garrus James M. Captain. I found him! Nukes guy! Yeah! Today Atlanta dies, and then the world! Ha ha! Wagons roll, boss! He's so talented. Next, Psycho Candy. See blood-curdling, bone-chilling terror at the freak show of the century. I love how it says approved by the Chaos Code Authority. I like that. Evil Ernie Destroyer featuring Billy Young and Sam Gunhill. Those are definitely characters from probably other franchises. I don't know much about them. All right, here we are, issue 3. Toledo, Ohio. Once upon a time, there was a man named Leonard Price. He had his life mapped out, had direction. He planned to become a priest like his father and his grandfather before him. But Leonard lost his faith, dropped out of Catholic seminary, and turned his focus from the spirit to the mind. Leonard became a shrink and tried to cure the mental ills of the world. One day he met a teenager named Ernest Fairchild. Ernie Fairchild had been severely abused by his parents, physically, psychologically, emotionally. At first, Price tried to care for Ernie, tried to find a way to exorcise the demons which plagued the kid. But Ernie had slaughtered his entire neighborhood, 35 people in one night. Price was out of his league. Cure him? Price went a little nuts himself, faced with evil Ernie Fairchild. Cure him? Price wanted to blow the punk's brains out. 95 million dead. Evil's handiwork. But I'm responsible for the whole fucking mess. A woman entered the picture, Dr. Mary Young. She worked with Dr. Price. Like her name, she was young, idealistic. She had a radical cure, neurotech. An experimental dream probe, it was designed to purge a murderer's killing urges. It backfired, and a certain lady by the name of Death stepped in. Father, Grandpa, Lord, forgive me. Clunk! The rest, as the saying goes, is history. Snap! Thwump! God damn you, let me die! Why won't you let me end it? Because I started it. Gotta finish it. Gotta stop Ernie. What's that bastard up to? Interstate I-20. Outside Atlanta. An amusement park. Cool. I always had fun at those places. Never been to one. You never had much of a life, did you? Shut up, girlie. Oops, not a good idea. Definite sore point. I think we should go trash the place. What do you say? Let's have some fun. Maybe. Come on, boss. Lighten up a little. Let's do it. Enough. I dig this chastity chick. She's so into messing stuff up. Move out. But, Dad, I want to ride the ghost train. Nonsense. Those rides make a mockery of Christian values. Evil, you with us? Sorry, sir. Your son's too small for the ride. What? But he's 8 years old. Sorry, it's not safe. Rules is rules. Look at you, you little runt. You're a constant embarrassment to me. I'm cursed with a sniveling runt for a son. Dad, I'm sorry, Dad. It's not my fault. You'll never be a real man. Kill 'em all! Yeah, yeah! Yeah! My God. Radical, check that dude out. It's the dead. Run. Halt. What's up, evil? Stay here. I'm going to the restroom. Yes, Dad. There, little guy. This should put a smile on your sad face. For me? That's so neat. She almost looks like Lady Death a little bit. Or Faith, rather. Kill 'em all. Now! Where did you get that garbage? A beautiful lady gave it to me. Bang! Come on, we're going home, you little runt. Dad, no! I'll show you fun! Good job, it's broke. You couldn't ride anyway. Ha ha. Shut up, Porky, you butthead. Yeah, shut up, Porky. The midget gets to ride the damn ride, don't you, Shorty?
No, no, it's broke the tracks! Can it, Shorty? No, rickety wreck! I say you ride, you ride! Ah! Ah! Kabam! That was so cool! Can it, girly? Now what? Geez, something's really bugging him tonight. He's not at all lovable today, but cute. He is cute. I want to see this place in ruins. Make them all pay. Nothing left for me. Everyone's gonna die. Nuke everything. Get my love back. Roosh. I. Gah. Gah. Oh. Get that dead freak.
Freak?
Grab the bastard. Snap. Eek. Ugh. Ugh.
Wanna play rough, huh?
Freak. How's this for patriotism, you morons?
Ha. We having fun yet?
Wow, that was inventive.
Inspired, boss. Tear this place apart.
Bombs away!
Kaboom! Yeah, destroy! Burning is good! Ah!
Roar! No! Yes!
Evil? Death and destruction, that's what I like. Whoa!
Let's get in the carnival spirit.
Huh? Yee-haw! Hubba hubba, what an outfit! Wow, she's so... So, where's the generator?
Lighten up, boss. Over there, I think. Why?
Shut your mouth, Smiley. Wow. That vampire girlie, she's Oh, fuck it. Let there be darkness. Pow! Zap.
Oh, boy. What a way to let off steam.
Kaboom!
Playtime's over.
Slurp.
You okay?
Now we take Atlanta.
Route 19, 57 miles north of Atlanta. For Judy Young, the last 24 hours have changed her perceptions. Ghouls are no longer the enemy. I can't believe a neo-fascist paramilitary organization could take over the government. Believe it. I know these people and what they're capable of. But what do they want with us, Sam? Why wipe out a small town like Helen? I don't get it either. Mac mentions nukes. There aren't supposed to be any nukes here. But there's something else. Biological weapons. If anyone might have an idea about this stuff, it's Randall and his boys in Atlanta. Look out! Slam! I hope this kid's a ghoul, not one of us. Avalon, Georgia. For Dr. Mary Young, the last 24 hours have been a revelation. She and Billy now know Judy is definitely still alive.
You boys stop wasting ammo. I can't hear myself talk.
Oh, come on, Pop. We was just...
Shut it, son.
Like I was saying, Mary, take 17 to Tocoa until it takes you to 356. Head north. Helen's just a few miles up the road.
Thanks for everything.
No need. Judy's like kin. I tell you about the bikers?
No.
Where was this bunch of scum from up north? Thought they'd have it easy down here. Killed a lot of good folk, raping, pillaging, stealing our food. Judy took them all out. That's before Sam showed up.
How? Booby-trapped their camp with dynamite. Blew them all to hell when they was sleeping off a drunk.
Would have done it myself if that sister of yours beat me to it.
And he said, we will, thanks. Y'all be careful now.
Oh, no, 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 okay, all right, hold on. Beep. Y'all be careful now.
We will, thanks.
Neat, huh? Classic Clint Eastwood and 150 rounds of Black Talon hollow points, some serious stopping power.
Where'd you get that? Gift from the Morgan brothers. Those guys have got an arsenal. Don't play with that thing. Just getting ready to blow some heads.
What the hell? Judy, stay back.
This kid's strange. What's with the green glow?
Hey!
Hey! Fucking what?
Blam!
Boom!
Butter, butter. Hee hee. Butter, butter. I don't like the kids. This is no ordinary ghoul. What? Me neither. Right, let's... No. I did that wrong. That's... Sometimes it's hard to get these right, because you think it would go, you know, to the right and then to the bottom, but it actually goes to the bottom and then to the right. So, sometimes it's a little confusing. I don't like the kids. Me neither. This is no ordinary ghoul. What? Right, let's go. Maybe more of them around. What the hell are you? Bam! Target practice. Gotta stay sharp. Now, hold on one damn minute, young man. You don't call the shots, sis. I get a vote. This is a partnership. What's gotten into you? This is about survival, right? I've been tortured, alone, had to survive by my wits. I'm not a little kid anymore. We're on the verge of finding Judy, and you've got a bug up your butt about a gun? No, Billy, it's about staying alive. And that means not taking chances or being stupid. Right, and it's about how good your aim is. I don't like this cockiness. It'll get you hurt. So sue me. Bam! Let's get moving. Find Judy and this Sam Gunhill dude before nightfall. The HQ of the American Restoration Alliance, Octave, Arizona, Weapons Research Division. A few weeks ago, she was just Janelle Armstrong, warden of the Illinois Federal Penitentiary. She was a reformer then, even though the inmates called her the bitch. 2 months ago, the inmates took over. After 3.5 weeks, their rations and patience thinning, they grabbed her, fried her in the electric chair. At the same moment, a huge burst of mysterious green energy engulfed the building. The tech head studying the effect named the incident the Pandora Effect. They have no clear understanding of what it is or what exactly caused it. All they've been able to determine is it's some kind of reverse polarity psionic biofeedback energy, the opposite of the human life force. All very theoretical, of course. Until a month ago, when its emergence rewrote all we theorized about quantum mechanics. You could call it the embodiment of chaos theory. Janelle Armstrong calls it hell. Energy tanks are full, sir. Omega team are standing by. How's she holding up? Her vital signs are healthy. She needs neither sleep nor food, and she produces the Pandora energy at a steady rate. Excellent. Launch Omega. I want those hot zone viruses in the lab within the day. Their official designations are X-19s. To the crew who fly them, they're silent death rides. Others call them stealth copters. Invisible, as quiet as a ceiling fan, 30 tons of killing machine. Their target? Atlanta, Georgia. ETA? 4 hours, 32 minutes. They used to call this the Harvard of the South. Now it's home to the madman who calls himself Autopsy! Codes classified. Mission a failure. Can read his thoughts. Other thoughts. His thoughts. In my head. Who is he? Hee-hee-hee! Who are you? Get out of my head! 4 hours and 30 minutes later. 31 minutes, rather. We've got a lot of dead meat moving around down here. Try that one again. We got a lot of dead meat moving around down here. Concentrations around the Emory Medical Center. Good, let's send them to hell. Launch Sidewinders. Bet. Kawoop! Boom! Well, there you go. That'll get rid of that. What? Who dares attack me? Him. It must be him. Hee-hee, the sky is falling. No, my children! Kablam! My children! My commune destroyed! My pupils annihilated! Someone will pay for this! He will pay for this! We must leave! Bring him! This is his doing. It's G.I. Joe he wants. Well, he can't have him. There. Doesn't that feel great? Emory Medical Center is linked by a network of underground corridors that May's autopsy knows well. He can read our minds, therefore he can find us. He wants G.I. Joe, but if G.I. Joe... Woo-wee! Those babies rock like playing friggin' Space Invaders, ain't it, Polly? Sir, you are so old school. If G.I. Joe is unconscious... The Centers for Disease Control, although not affiliated with Emory Medical Center, they are situated a quarter mile away. Okay, let's open this place up and get what we came for. We got loads of dead meat in here, sir! Mrawr! Give me some, please! Silence, you fool! I need you awake, not unconscious!
southeast Atlanta.
No! I've lost him!
Evil reaches out, scanning the dead ones.
Slat! Smoosh! Black!
All over the city, the dead ones hear Evil's call.
Splack!
But fueled by an insane rage, an explosive ripple rends the dead mind.
Tear this town apart! I want Nuke Sky! Now! Party! Party!
Next, Overkill. Experience the ultra creepophonic super splatterific gore fest of the century, Evil Ernie Destroyer, featuring Crazy Babies and Captain Garrus. So many metal references in this. Of course, you have Destroyer, that's Kiss, that's Rock. You've got Overkill, the band there, of course, Megadeth is from Megadeth. Crazy Babies is a song by Ozzy Osbourne. A lot of stuff here. Oh, well, yeah, we're number four. Okay, so guys, this is the last one we're doing right now. Just want to let you guys know that before we go forward. This is the last one we're doing. And then next month, we'll actually be doing some different tie-in stories to this. Because this shit happened, and then a bunch of other shit happened, and then the rest of this shit happened. I hope that makes sense, right? And I might be able to wrap up the other shit quickly if it's not that long. Like, I might be able to do both in one. That way we can go immediately back to Evil Ernie in June instead of July. Atlanta, Georgia. In 1864, Union General William Sherman burned Atlanta to the ground like a phoenix rising from the ashes. The city rebuilt itself to become a 20th century international center of commerce. Since the Psycho Plague swept the East Coast, the city has become a fortress.
Kill them all!
Hold on, are we recording? Yeah, we are recording. That would suck. If we weren't recording and I did all this, I'd feel really bad. Okay. In 1998, Evil, Ernest Fairchild, is recreating history. Atlanta is burning. Only this time there'll be no reconstruction. Evil is searching for Lieutenant Garrus, who has the one thing Evil wants, the launch codes to an arsenal of nuclear missiles located somewhere in Georgia. With nukes under his control, Evil plans to trigger World War III and herald the return of his lost love, Lady Death. What Evil wants, Evil gets, and Atlanta is paying the price.
Kill them all! Grah!
Yeah, yeah, chaos, destruction, Megadeth! This is Radio Free Zombie Zone. Let's try that one again.
This is Radio Free Dead Zone, broadcasting from Knoxville. We have received reports that Atlanta is under attack.
I don't know if that is. No. That's not. That person's not undead. Let me try this one again. This is Radio Free Dead Zone, broadcasting from Knoxville. We have received reports that Atlanta is under attack.
Fall back! Protect the mayor! Ha 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 ha!
Details are unclear at present, but all Plague State citizens are advised to avoid the area.
Leaving so soon?
Buda buda. Bullets won't stop him!
Ding! Mayor Driscoll!
Women's garments, lingerie, decapitated body parts. Sightings of Evil Ernest Fairchild have not been confirmed.
I need information.
No, stay away.
Boom.
Stay tuned for further updates.
Where's Emory Medical Center?
Huh? What? 4 miles east of Midtown.
Thanks. See ya.
Ah!
Aye!
The mayor!
Authority sucks. Fuck the system. Megadeth's coming, Smiley. Burn, baby, burn!
Oakland, Atlanta's oldest cemetery. The Confederate dead hear Evil's arcane call to arms. In the city's southern ghettos, black and white become one flesh. The new flesh. Dead flesh.
This is fucking boring. Find Peachy and the rest of the carnival. Meet at Emory. Get Nuke Sky.
Yes, Evil. Bam!
dough! Let's get the show on the road. Cause after all, there's more death to do!
Spoken like a true professional, boss. Though evil Ernie commands the ghouls, this is different. This is not of his doing. For the first time since the psycho plague began, amid the insane orgy of violence, the ghouls do the unthinkable. They consume the flesh of the living. Piedmont Park, the Raiders' compound, main base of the Atlanta Defense Militia.
Brains, look out! Jesus, Jesus, Jesus! Meat!
Sandwich. The Raiders have put up a valiant fight, but nothing they've encountered in the past 18 months prepared them for this. Like a tide of red death, the zombie swarm crashes down on the Raiders. Family members attack and kill one another with a joy and abandon once saved for playgrounds. There is no thought of their lives before undeath.
Grrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr
Brap, brap, brap.
Let's capture one of these things and find out what's going shatunk. I'm with you, Sam. We're beating them back, Randall. Jude, don't get cocky. Circle and attack from the rear. We hear ya. Whoosh! That one, over there. Get her. Walk. Must find evil. Quick, she's in range. I'm on it. Patoosh! Back!
Let's open it up and see if we can find out why they're so organized. Find out what they're up to. The last time I saw ghouls fight this organized was under Evil Ernie's command. Could he be this far south? We'll see. Hold your breath, this tends to stink. Okay, start talking. Why attack us? Is this Evil Ernie's doing?
Pain! Evil one wants nukes, codes, Garrus has them, destroy Atlanta, find Garrus, find nukes,
I knew it, he's here. What, nukes? What nukes? Where? Tell me.
How'd you get him to talk? Don't really know, Randy, but by running an electric current through the frontal lobes, the speech center of the brain, well, it doesn't always work.
Where?
Don't know exact. Emory.
What's Emory? The University Medical Center. Dead Zone radio reports indicate there was a major explosion this morning. Lots of folks been disappearing in that area. We've kept our distance.
Shit, speak to me, goddammit.
I think we should check it out. If Evil Ernie's here, there's something else you should know. The Center for Disease Control's lab is right up the street. Who knows what viruses and diseases are incubating in that place?
No! RIP! Party time! Dead ones, not obey again? Losing control? Why? Who cares, boss? Let's find our nukes guy.
What? The energy. Feel. Him!
Get out of my way!
You. I know you.
Uh-oh.
Four Corners, Arizona. What the fuck? Arrested and brought here? Truman's got a lot to answer for.
The prognosis isn't good. We underestimated the situation. We may have to abort Operation Hot Zone.
I agree. Disappointing, but we still have our scapegoat. Tomorrow, General Ramsey will be executed for treason for the assassination of the president.
Speak of the devil. Truman, what's the meaning of this?
Thank you, Captain. Dismissed. Ramsey, let's discuss your future.
We know what you're planning, Ramsey. A military coup. First you assassinate President Bono.
What are you talking about? It was that madman, Price.
No, General, it was you. Tomorrow you'll be executed for treason and your plans made public. It will further our cause.
You're the ones planning the coup. I should have known you'd have your own agenda.
You're the perfect sacrifice, Ramsey. We need a cause to unite the country.
Sir, we're receiving a transmission from Omega 2.
They're all dead. The viruses are out. Ghouls everywhere.
This is far worse than we anticipated. We can still use this to our advantage. I have to get out of here and stop these madmen.
Huh? What in God's name? It can't be.
Janelle?
Run the dead meat program. I want a status report. Take him away. Janelle, it can't be. What are they doing to you? Send help now. I can't hold them off. Please. My God, no. The flyboy's mine, ghoulies. Squawk. Nay! Ah, 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 ah. Gluck. Dead ones obey? Why not respond? Obey me. Zzzzt. Huh? You cannot control them. They are free. Who the fuck are you? I am the Liberator. Oh, yeah? Ah! You can't control me, even though you invade my thoughts, my dreams. You dictate offering nothing. I am the new Messiah, the Liberator.
It's supposed to be the Liberator, right? Not the Liberator, because I don't know what the fuck Liberator means. I know what Liberator means, but I don't know what Liberator means.
Take him out! Ah! 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 Don't think this is a good idea, boss. Shut up! Get a taste of this! How dare you invade my mind, my boy? How dare you invade my mind, boy? You are weak. Don't call me boy! Zoom! You are arrogant and stupid. Oh, yeah? Who's stupid now? Don't feel so good, boss.
See? You can't stop me easily. We are not equals, boy. I am superior. I am Autopsy.
It's another metal reference, obviously. He actually looks like the guy off one of the covers of their records. The Surgeon.
You are weak. You fear me. I feel your fear. He is vulnerable. Memories of home, of family. I see inside his mind. Oh, yeah? Huh? How? What?
Boss, evil, this is weird.
I'm so disappointed in you, young man.
This ain't real. Concentrate. Ah!
Take your medicine, little mister.
I'll tear your fucking heart. Ah!
Ohio, the Price Family Church. It hath been said, thou shalt love thy... And, excuse me, that's not how that Bible verse goes. It hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor, hit, and hate thine enemy. But I say to you, hit, love thy enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you. Yeah, right. Sorry, buddy, but your teachings don't work in the real world. Besides, my beef's with him, the big guy. What do you want from me? Man, I smell bad. Gangrene. What's this? Another test? Gonna have to operate. Need medical supplies or I'm gonna die.
I-85, 3 miles north of Atlanta. For Mary and Billy Young, their destination is in sight.
Halt! Atlanta's a war zone. You don't want to go there.
Screech!
What's happened? A major attack by the dead. Never seen anything like it. They was organized.
That can only mean one thing. Evil Ernie, but here? Why?
We have to. We've got to get an urgent message to Sam Gunnell and Judy Young. You know him?
Sam, huh? Well, if you say so. But neither love nor money can get me anywhere near the city.
Click! This is too easy. Impersonal. I want to give them the gift, but I should be looking into their eyes, seeing them cross over, seeing the moment my family joins me.
Looks bad. It's Ernie. This has to be his doing. But why Atlanta? Good, let's have a reunion and blow that fucker back to hell.
What is wrong? We feel your pain. Why does the dead king hesitate? We can destroy them. They are my responsibility. Only I can give them the gift. Evil's here. I can sense him.
Arizona. Janelle, my God, after all these years, is it really you?
It is you. I know it, but what the hell's happened?
It's over, Martin. I can't marry you. I don't plan on spending the rest of my life in the army.
Janelle, that's not true.
I love you, and...
You know it's the truth.
No, it's the truth. No, it's the truth. No, it's the truth. Martin. Atlanta. Midtown. It doesn't make sense. What are the ARA doing messing in the dead zone? Forget that. Ernie's here. And if there are nukes in Georgia, we got a lot more to worry about than the dead or a bunch of Nazis out west. We're looking at World War III. Screech! Who are those freaks and where are they headed? Elsewhere in Atlanta. Stay sharp. This joint is crawling with deadite. Well, we're going to say deadites, but we can't do that. Stay sharp. This joint is crawling with deadies. Bull, Ernie can wait. We've made it this far. Judy comes first. This has to be evil Ernie's doing. Or Ernie's doing, Billy. If he's here, we've got to stop him once and for all. Back at the Centers for Disease Control.
Admit it, boy. You are no match for me. Huh? Energy Arcade. Working against me. Against me? Shove it, Doc. I feel wobbly. See what you think of this, pathetic boy. You see, I can read your mind. I know what you're thinking, and your power works against you.
I feel all weird, boss.
So predictable. We'll see about that. Huh? A wall. Blocking me. Ah, zzz. Fear. Fear is the key. Use his fears against him. I'll make him mine. What? Time to take your medicine, little mister. Take it like a man, you little runt. Mother? Father? No, you're dead. I killed you.
Next, welcome to my nightmare. Number 4. See the Destructomatic Super Slaughter Mania and Evil Ernie Destroyer featuring Homicide and Shaky. So that's why we were... That's why we did the Homicide one, because he became a character later in the series. So that's pretty cool. I didn't realize the dude on the front cover of that autopsy record was actually going to become a character in the Chaos Comics universe, like, unofficially. But that's literally what that character... Like, you'll go look up the record and you'll be like, oh, dude, that's definitely Autopsy. I mean, it was made as a tribute... And I know, like, the band's not going to come back many years later and be like, copyright. No, I don't think so. It was a different day back then. All right, guys. So, this one we won't be doing because we got other shit. What other shit, Grim? What are you telling us? Well, let me see here. What other shit do we have? Well, I've got a Vampirella 3-part Evil Ascending. And then we've got, oh, wow. No, this is not something that I can I cannot get this done in... I mean, on the current comic schedule, there's no way. Because I've got a 3-part Vampirella, and then I've got a 5-part Lady Death. Death becomes her number 0, and then all of Wicked Ways. All of Wicked Ways. We've got a complete Lady Death arc before we even get back to Evil Ernie. So there's a Vampirella 3-part, and then there's a full arc of Lady Death with a 0. So there's a big Lady Death arc that happens right before issue 5. So, okay, guys, I can give you the Vampirella arc, and then after that, I guess in June, we'll have the Lady Death arc. And then after that, in July, we will continue with Evil Ernie Destroyer. And, yeah, there's a lot more stuff going on. So, because we have some single Vampirellas that we've got to do. It's a lot of comics, guys, but I'll get through it. At any rate, guys, this is the Grimlord, and I will see you guys next time on Grimm's Comics Corner for more great comics. Remember, we have... The Invisibles and Fathom coming up next, so look forward to those. I'm out.